This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Just got
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of List That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is the home of positive business talk. It's Fan Bragging Friday, our favorite day of the week.
It is our favorite day of the week. We're having a good time here in the studio. Of course, hearing who your favorite companies are, who offers great customer service, who you just want to give a little shout out to. And we've had quite a few in our first hour. So thank you for all of those who have been participating.
Absolutely.
Also have a little side conversation going on as well.
For which I have prepared during the intermission.
Oh, you've prepared?
Yes.
I stumped him. The question, I mean, we were really simply talking about how I discovered at my house, I couldn't find a dictionary. We'd gotten rid of a dictionary. We got rid of our encyclopedias, different things, because we have the internet.
I think there are millennials who don't even know what the word encyclopedia means, nor how to spell it.
You can ask Siri.
Oh, before E, except after, sorry.
And so it's just kind of spurred a conversation of what do you no longer have in your house, or what did you get rid of simply because of the invention of the internet? And we talked about maybe cookbooks,
right?
Obviously encyclopedias,
yeah.
You know, research books, maybe your alarm clock. I think this even qualifies my landline.
Okay, so there's one off my list.
Yeah, my landline, my phone.
Get rid of your landline.
Right? What about you? What have you gotten rid of because of the internet?
How about a VHS player or even DVDs now? I mean, DVDs don't even, I stream.
Oh, right. Yeah, you don't even have movies or DVDs anymore. Or what about music?
We still have movies, don't we, guys?
CDs, you do?
But, yeah. Netflix.
What do you mean?
Netflix.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But
we don't
like,
have VHS cassettes anymore.
Yeah,
or DVDs.
But what about, like,
music CDs,
right?
Gone.
Right?
How about this? The printer.
The printer?
Most printers. Are you still one of the arcane people killing trees?
You know, it's so funny you say that, Eric, because we've created this, our 3-month all-star program where people come in and we do a whole radio and marketing campaign for 90 days.
Sure.
And a lot of what we do is digitally.
Yep.
But today I was thinking of actually printing out like a marketing calendar and having it like on paper.
That's a good idea.
Right? I know. It's like going so old school, but you know, sometimes going backwards. So my calendar, my paper calendar.
Paper calendar,
right?
Hey, listen, talk about old school. One of our old school listeners just chimed in, said, how's it going, Eric? Sup, Wings?
Oh, sup, Nick?
There he is.
Oh.
And he says he still has his fax machine, but he's the only one.
You can't even fax anybody or get a fax because nobody else faxes anymore.
That is correct.
I was listening to a CD set a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, that was done, I think maybe in 2004. And so, I mean, it was old. It was from this old event. But sometimes the fundamentals of marketing still stand true. But they were talking about collecting fax numbers and getting people's faxes, for marketing.
Right.
Do you remember when you hired me? That was your methodology of marketing.
Was
using the fax
machine.
Right?
You used it very successfully.
Right, but right, fax machines. Thanks, Nick, for that.
And then I heard the phrase, "Mama, don't do that."
Well,
okay,
no, right?
Got it.
Right?
Got
and
it.
So
here's some other things that the internet has completely made obsolete: the tape measure. Tape measure. How quaint. Old-fashioned. There's an app for that, right?
There is?
Of course.
You know, the other day I needed a tape measure, and I didn't have one. There's an app for that?
There's an app for that.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, think about this. Listener Nick says, I still use a tape measure every day. Sure you do, Nick. No, I'm just messing with you.
He's in the carpet business.
Of course he is.
I bet he does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? But even, do you use the leveler? Isn't there a level?
There's a level, sure.
Right?
Of course.
And so sometimes maybe, but.
How about letters? Like, snail mail? It's gone. Emails have replaced the U.S. Postal Service.
And then text messages have replaced emails.
Right.
And instant messaging. These days it's so much faster to send a text or do an instant message. I don't even have to know your phone number. I can find you on social and do an instant message to you that way. So what is it? What is it that because of the internet you don't own and you have replaced in your home?
Photo albums. Albums. Yeah.
Of course.
Right?
Of course. We don't print out our pictures anymore. We don't, we don't put them into photo albums. Yeah. I remember taking less pictures of my third child than, you do your first two and feeling a little guilty about that. And then getting to a place where if I don't print them, then how will they have it and what will they do? They don't need it.
It's not your fault. It's all in the cloud.
How
about batteries?
Batteries?
Batteries. They're rechargeable. Everything comes in your rechargeable
That's
phones.
Right. We just plug it in.
Right?
We don't replace.
That's it.
Do you remember the old rechargeable rechargeable batteries you could get and you had to put them in this little thing.
But you had a container to hold those batteries.
Right, but now, no.
Overcharge them and
they'll
explode.
Oh, that reminds me. You forgot to tell me. I was going to plug in my phone during the commercial break.
Oh, don't forget to do that.
My son's in a play tonight and I've only got 40%, 37% battery.
Uh-oh, it's dropping as we speak.
32%.
Sorry,
52%. Oh. Sorry. I'm blind.
You want me to hold that for you over here? All right, how about the map? Remember the folded maps?
The map.
Right?
That's Dora, isn't it? Right. We used to have to keep atlases in our glove box.
Right?
Mm.
Remember when we were kids?
Wow.
Boom boxes?
Is this your list or did you find one online?
No, I found one online.
Oh, I'm like, wow, I'm really impressed with you.
boom boxes?
Right? Because you put in your cassette and your DVD player. Walkmans.
Right.
Walkmans. Right?
How about diaries?
Oh.
Pretty much gone.
Yeah, because now we just tell everybody.
And Facebook, right?
We don't need a private diary with a lock on it. We've got the internet, and we tell everybody what we're thinking and venting and aggravated and in love with. Yeah.
Finally, at least on this list, there's one other. Magazines.
Magazines.
Are pretty much a thing of the past.
Magazine subscriptions or newspaper subscriptions, right? There was a whole industry that kind of died. I don't get magazine subscriptions anymore. I don't have any that are that I subscribe to.
Yeah.
But I'll admit that once in a while I'll be in the checkout stand and pick one up.
Sure.
Right? Or take one because I like to read it like on the airplane even.
There you go. That's right.
Or while I'm sitting in a beach chair.
And finally, this one, and it goes along with the way we started the first hour. What has the internet replaced?
What?
Real friends.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm so much better looking online.
Okay, but in some cases, I'm really grateful for the internet for some of the connections that I've actually been able to create. online that if it wasn't for the internet, I probably wouldn't have that connection.
Yeah.
You think about Eli, who is,
Eli Delaney.
You know, he's a guest here on the show, regular. We knew him for 6 years before we met
only
him in person.
Only on the internet.
Yeah. Only on the internet. You know, as I'm traveling around, and whenever you go to a conference or you go out of state and you meet somebody, what's the best way to stay connected? You're not going to exchange phone numbers, right? You're not going to call each other, but you can follow each other and interact with each other on social media. And so there are, I admit, few, but there are quite a few, actually, cases where, because of the internet, I've got relationships going.
Absolutely, and that's a fundamental fact of it as well. And you're a nice person too; that helps. Listener Nick says, "I don't know what stamps cost anymore," and he says, "Outdoor kids' toys. Kids are too much confined on the inside." Outdoor toys.
Less toys. I know. Mm-hmm. And now at Christmas and birthdays, the thing that they want, it comes in a box, like, you know, like a jewelry size box. It's this little tiny box.
And it costs a mortgage payment.
And it does. Yeah. It's a little gift, but it's a big gift. Yeah, that's hard.
All right. Well, that was fun. Kind of some things that the internet, and if we've left anything off, don't hesitate. Give us a call. In fact, give us a call anyways. Who would you help today? Is there one business owner in your neighborhood or in your sphere or in your world that you would say, you know something? I'm just going to give them a little shout out. 855 FanBrag, 855-326-2724. And for those of you who still have your lawn darts in your garage, you are one of the minority. It's true. We'll be back right after these messages. FanBrag and Friday continues here on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at extremerelationshipmanagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. My Sharona. Very nice to have you along with us. It's Fan Bragging Friday.
It is. It's Fan Bragging Friday. It's Fun Friday. It's Fantastic Friday. We just want to hear all the fabulous stuff going on.
Food Model Friday, according to our contributor host, Ricky Lee Hotz, with Taste of Health. Food Model Friday. I never heard of that before, but it that's what it is now.
What's Food Model?
Food Model, a new addition for the tools of a Taste of Health buffet. They're making nutrition understandable, and you get a registered dietitian when you are excited about food models.
Okay.
There you go.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so it's whatever floats your boat Friday.
Yes.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Experience Pros or Radio Show. We are taking your phone calls. Phone line is open. The phone number is 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724. This is our chance to shout out who offers great customer service. Yes, great customer service. I know it seems like a phenomenon that most places aren't offering great customer service. In fact, it's quite the opposite. So this is where we get a chance to shine the light on those treasures, those gems
That's right.
Are out there really taking care of people. And I think for most of the fan brags that we get, they're from small business owners, right?
Yes.
You know, small business owners are the ones that are giving great customer service. But on occasion, we even get a great fan brag for some big box stores.
Airlines.
We even got one for the DMV. In fact, I think a couple times we've had them for the DMV.
Right? Somebody out there's doing it right.
Yeah, and even big brands. And so the rules are, there are no rules.
Come on.
It can be an individual person, a mom and pop shop, a small business, a local boutique, a big box store, a big brand nationwide.
Anywhere.
And anywhere in the country. Anywhere there in the country. Because what we're doing here today is celebrating great customer service.
That's right.
And, of course, giving a shout out to those that are getting it right. Most small business owners could use a little extra plug of getting more people to know that they are in business, to know that they exist, right? And so just a few extra eyes and ears on their brand is what they really are needing and hoping to survive. So you can make somebody a celebrity today by fan bragging about them. 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724.
More things that the internet has destroyed.
Not destroyed.
Made obsolete.
Okay, all right. Okay, maybe. We're talking about what do you no longer have? What do you no longer use because of the internet?
Well, you know, video killed the radio star. You know that, right?
Am I a zombie?
Nope. Here's more. What's going on here? Watches.
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 I know. I was so bummed when I got my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Because because I had some really pretty watches, some really nice watches that I really liked, that I knew once I went with the technology watch,
yep,
you'd never go back. Because all that does is tell time.
Yes.
This does all these other things.
That's a phone. That's a computer. That's a internet. That's a text.
Well, and did you ever get into the Fitbit craze, you know, where it was tracking your steps and all that?
Yeah.
You don't really want to walk unless you're going to get credit for it.
Wow.
Seriously.
The internet has ruined it all.
I'm not getting up unless I'm getting credit for it. Right? And so it's like so disappointing when you go and work out and you don't have your watch on and you're like, oh, I didn't get credit for it. We've lost all sense of reality, really, because the point of exercise is really exercise, not just to get the cute little badge on your watch. But no. If I don't get the badge on the watch, then the exercise didn't count.
You did get a badge yesterday.
I did get the badge yesterday.
Congratulations.
Yes. It was for International Women's Day. If you doubled your move goal, you know, how much you moved, you burned your calories, then you got a fancy little badge, both, which I got, and Eric mocked.
Producer Richard and I both were very impressed with your
badge. Yeah, I'm sure. That's exactly the sentiment you portrayed.
Yeah. Listener Nick says he still wears a watch. I would too, Nick. I've got some great watches. Actually, I have a watch fetish, but my watch's batteries have died, and who wants to go to the store and replace those? It's so
just like replace
20th
batteries?
Century.
Replace batteries? Can't I just sit it in the sun or put it on this little charging pad?
My dad used to have one that he could just move his wrist and it would wind up. Listener Nick's watch also tells him that he's in shape. Round is a shape.
You know what I bought for the first time because of the internet?
What's that?
That I never owned in all, you know, I'm 47 years old. I've never owned one. And I went and during the holidays bought, because of the internet, I bought a scale.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like a Ginsu knife or something.
No, I bought a scale.
A scale.
It connects with my phone.
Yes.
Tells me my bone density and my hydration levels.
My BMI,
my visceral fat.
Oh.
Right? All this stuff.
Yeah, that's my problem is visceral fat.
Right? And so for the first time ever, because of the internet, I bought a scale.
Sorry, it's not visceral fat. It's visual fat. that's my problem. How about this? This is something that the internet has pretty much destroyed.
Of course, I haven't used it in over a month.
Having to wait around for sporting results. It's a thing of the past.
Right.
If you didn't go to the game, you'd have to wait, right?
News. You don't even have to wait around for news. No. You don't have to wait around for the 10 o'clock news. Do you remember the 10 o'clock news?
What else is the internet taking away? Basically free time.
Free time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, what are you doing on your free time?
Oh, you're on your internet.
You're on the internet.
You forgot to tell me to plug in my phone again.
Oh. Don't forget to plug that in again.
Again, every commercial. Like, yeah. I don't know what I'm thinking in the commercial break, but it's not about plugging in my phone.
But we were thinking about it now.
I do. I know. You right. Talk. I'll plug.
Okay, you plug. Here's another one that I'm telling you, folks. People have completely forgotten altogether because of the internet, and that is your own children's phone numbers. You don't know your kids' numbers. We remember the day when we used to have phone numbers?
I never learned it
numbers?
In the first place.
Well, that's because your kids were born in the internet age.
I know. Right? I don't know my kids' phone numbers. What am I going to do if I go to jail? I won't know anybody's phone number.
What else is gone because of the internet? How about the card game Solitaire, or basically any card game ever again?
You still carry a deck of cards.
I do. It's because I'm magic.
Because he does magic tricks.
What else has the internet destroyed? Concentration.
What? I'm doing something over here. What'd you say?
Concentration. Yeah, that. How about privacy? Privacy. It's gone. It's a thing of the past.
Look what I found.
And it works. Ladies and gentlemen, right here in the studio, Angel just found her emergency disco bling ring.
Didn't even know I'd been carrying it.
There is a possibility of a disco party getting ready to happen anytime
soon. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. There are many cases in my day, maybe not my day, but in my week that an emergency disco dance party breaks out and you've got to have your flashy disco dance ring. Yep. And I forgot about this one.
Well, there you go. Folks, don't go anywhere. We've got more positive business talk and your fanbragging calls if you'd like. 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724. Angel's got her bling ring. You never know what's going to happen next. This is the Experience Pros Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
This week, the nation's brightest young scientists and innovators took center stage in the nation's capital as finalists in the Regeneron Science Talent Search 2018. This year's first place prize went to Benji Firester, 18 of New York City, who won $250,000 for developing a mathematical model that predicts the spread of late blight fungus, which caused the Irish potato famine and still causes billions of dollars in crop damage every year.
The feeling is totally unreal. This has been a lifetime goal for me, and I never could have imagined that I would have got this far.
Maya Ashmara, president and CEO of Society for Science and the Public.
These young men and women are our future leaders. They are going to be solving the world's most intractable problems.
In 2017, Regeneron became only the third sponsor of the Science Talent Search. With a 10-year, $100 million commitment, Regeneron nearly doubled the awards distribution to better reward the nation's brightest young scientists and encourage their pursuit of scientific innovation. For more, visit societyforscience.org.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer, hanging out here with you, and it's the gateway to a great weekend. We ask you to help someone in business. Who would you help? Is there anybody that would be worthy of your help?
Well, and I just want to say thank you to you, Eric.
Oh.
You entered me. Somebody was actually doing a post yesterday for International Women's Day, asking for you to recommend a woman that's made a difference and an impact. And because of you mentioning me and entering me into that contest, I just won a pair of tickets to the Nuggets game this Sunday, courtesy of Colorado Real Estate Finance Group.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Well, congratulations. I did enter you into the International Women's Contest because, you know what, you're the most international woman I know. Truly an American born or a Parisian born in the wrong country, but you've made the most of both sides. And, I'm glad you got that. Congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited. Nice. I was not. There were a lot of other entries. So,
that is true.
So thank you to you. Thank you to Colorado Real Estate Finance Group. Colorado Real Estate Finance Group has, in the past, they also did some, they donated some tickets to our Bridge of Hope charity gala that we did in November. So
yes,
they're super involved in the community. They're always giving back. Super happy about that. I'm taking my sweater off. I just banged my head against the microphone.
Be careful.
Okay. It is Fan Bragging Friday. Who is doing good things in your world? We can't wait to hear about that. Good stuff going on online. Lots of great interaction today, which we are loving.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a couple ways you can interact with us. Phone call, 855-FANBRAG. Facebook, we have an Experience Pros Facebook page where the live video is going on now, and you can interact with us that way.
Right.
Use the hashtag FanBrag whenever you leave a FanBrag for anybody, and always make sure that you link it to the people you're FanBragging about. And jump into our Facebook group.
Yes.
Not just a page, but we also have a group where lots of interaction is going on nonstop. It is a 24/7 soon to be Disco Inferno dance party. I think eventually it will be where everything has, something disco. Disco Inferno. Oh, I turned off my ring.
Turn on your ring. Yeah. Here it comes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a little disco dancing. You ready?
I'm ready, always.
There it is. Crank it up, DJ. Oh, yeah.
Look at him go. Thank you, Richard. I'm super excited.
That's our new producer, Richard Robertson. He's doing a great job. You know what? You've got it going on, brother. You've done a good job. Thank you for joining us and getting the moves on, the blood flowing here in the studio. You can get that blood flowing as well and simply dialing 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724. Let us know, who would you help? Is there anybody that you think, it would be helpful if I would say something nice about them on the radio. Maybe it's your favorite donut shop. Maybe it's your dog groomer or your cat's veterinarian. Or, I don't know, what else do you got? Favorite restaurant's always a big thing.
Right. Did you, were you able to find a restaurant? I know somebody was looking for one.
Yeah,
were you able to find one?
One of our listeners asked, and since no one responded, I just posted one of the restaurants that I recently went and attended, and he's on his way.
And he's on his way.
And that's how it works, folks. When somebody asks you, who would you recommend, when you answer, they go, oh, I will go there. I will check that out. And it's a great thing. So congratulations. Excuse me. To Los Chingones, the restaurant that we recommended in the Bellevue Station here in Denver.
You know, it was recommended to us, and then we recommended it to somebody else, and that's how it works.
You know, right? It's that trickle-down positive effect, right?
It is, and don't keep these secrets to yourself. Don't keep the good, juicy stuff. Share. And that's what Fan Bragging Friday is all about. And it's super fun, a super fun way to head into your weekend. Of course, we were having our side conversation today as well of what things have you given up or gotten rid of because of the internet. And I was just thinking a couple of things, but Eric actually ended up finding this, you know, extensive list.
I've even got another one.
You do?
Yeah.
But what was interesting about the list, because it starts off with, you know, with items, you know, things in your house that you no longer use, but then it got really deep. You know, we're giving up our free time and our privacy.
Right.
And okay, well, that wasn't really where I wanted to go. So
right.
I was really thinking more.
So
like,
you don't want me to tell you about your lunch break?
No.
You want more things like travel agencies?
Yeah,
right.
Stuff like that. Yeah, maps. You know, I don't have a map anymore in my glove box because you know we all have the GPS. Or
how about bookstores?
I know I miss bookstores, though, honestly.
Right?
Honestly.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we could literally miss.
Okay, so no, I don't want to talk about businesses that we've put out of business.
Oh.
Industries that you've put out of business.
Well, now you're just putting too many rules on.
I kind of am,
right?
Because you've taken it a different direction than I was really hoping to go.
We'll stick to our encyclopedias.
Right, because here, if we're going to promote and lift up small business, let's not talk about the industries that have died.
Okay.
Thanks to technology and innovation.
Right.
I was just, you know, do you keep a notepad near the phone anymore? Oh, nope, because I don't have a phone anymore.
And speaking of that, we don't have telephone books anymore.
Do you know? Oh, phone books, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So now you're getting it. back on track.
Thanks.
My mom used to have this piece of furniture at our house, and it was called a gossip bench.
A gossip bench?
A gossip bench.
Now that I've never heard of.
Never heard of a gossip bench?
Nope.
I grew up with a gossip bench in my house. And it was a little piece of furniture that had like a seat connected to like an end table. But it was like all one piece of furniture.
Hmm.
And the end table had a cabinet. And inside the cabinet is where you kept your phone book.
Okay.
And maybe a notepad, an address book or something, right? Inside the cabinet. And on top of the little end table cabinet was where the phone sat. And so that was the phone. And then if you wanted to talk on the phone, you sat in the little seat. And that's where you talked on the phone.
Oh, the gossip bench.
The gossip bench.
Interesting.
And I don't remember. She picked it up at some antique store at some place along the way. But we always had it. We moved a lot. My dad was in the Navy. And so we moved. And we always had a place for the gossip bench. Now, the one time the gossip bench got me in big trouble.
Yeah.
Well, so hold on. Let me tell you what kind of phone Mom kept on the gossip bench.
Oh, what kind of phone?
A candlestick phone.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Like an old fashioned
where you held it. It was like that where you talked into and you held it like a candlestick and then you had a separate little bell type thing that
it's
you
like
held
a
like
Sherlock Holmes
right
phone.
Next to your phone. Right. Yeah. So she had a lot of antiques. We had a lot of antiques in our house.
That's cool.
So there was a candlestick phone on and that's where you sat and you talked on the candlestick phone while sitting in the gossip bench. Well, my mom at one point when I was in middle school worked nights.
All right.
And so our job as kids was to put ourselves to bed.
Yeah.
And one night I'm up on the gossip bench. I'm talking to my friend on the phone and I can hear my mom coming in the front door.
Okay.
And probably earlier than I was expecting, obviously, or I was up later than I thought it was, or one of the two.
Sure.
But it shocked me. I was surprised. I'm like, oh, shoot. My mom's home. I gotta go. So quick, click, hang up the phone, run up the stairs, crawl myself into bed, and pretend I've been asleep this whole time.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the noise that would make if a phone wasn't hung up?
Me, 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 me. Is it that one?
But it doesn't start right away.
No, it doesn't.
So you think it's hung up and you're home free.
Right.
And you get your little carcass, you little tuchus up the stairs and cry yourself into bed, and you're in bed and you're like, ah, scot-free.
Uh-huh.
And then mom comes in and, you know, no sign that I was up beyond my bedtime talking on the phone to my friend.
Turns out it's not scot-free, but Scott Snitch.
But all of a sudden, here comes this, right? Because the dial tone or whatever, what was that noise? The disconnected sound.
It's a dial tone. Well, yeah, it's a, right?
Yeah, like somebody hung
the
up.
Busy signal.
It was this weird sound that we used to have to deal with. We don't have to deal with that anymore. Yeah, Mom knew. Yeah, she yelled up to me.
Mom always knew.
She mm-hmm. always found out. But we had a gossip bench. We had a phone that was attached to the wall. And yeah, those were simpler
times. Yeah. Well, now we do have the internet, and you can use your internet-driven cellular device to give us a call. The number is 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724. Let us know, is there anything else that the internet has done away with? But it can't be this, it can't be that, it can't be the other thing. It's only got to be encyclopedias. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is America's home for positive business talk. It's Fan Bragging Friday. A great Friday it's been. We've had great calls. We've had some great interaction on the Facebook Live. If you'd like to share with us, who would you help if you could help one business? Who would that be? It's simple to do. Two things you could do. You can pick up your phone and call 855-FANBRAG, but call right now. Show's just getting ready to wrap up here as our last segment. Or you could jump in to our Facebook Live video and pop that on, and we will comment about that on the show as well. Facebook Live, it's facebook.com/experiencepros. Click on the live video.
We are having so much fun in the studio. Hope you're having a fabulous Friday as well. You know, I think that just kind of sometimes disrupting complacency, getting out of the norms, you know, shaking things up can be really good for business. It can be very cleansing. You can get into a really creative, state of mind, and that can actually prove to be incredibly productive. And so super excited for those of you who do participate in the Fan Bragging Friday, either online or on the phone here. It makes such a difference, not only to us, but even the people that you fan brag about. And for all those that listen, they're learning, what is it that gets a fan brag?
Right. You know,
what does it take to get a fan brag? What are customers really looking for these days? And so it's, you know, multifold, multi-purpose. And of course, when you guys don't call, we just make stuff up and start talking to each other and throw our own little disco dance party at the same time.
We like our disco dance parties for sure, and our other side conversations. What things have the internet changed or done away with? I pretty much exhausted the list. We've gone through pretty much everything I could find on the interwebs.
Is there anything you miss?
Anything that I miss because of the internet? I draw a blank.
Yeah?
I can't think of anything. I embrace technology. I actually really enjoy.
You're like, it could all be robots, although not the AI. You don't like the artificial intelligence stuff.
No, because AI is bogus. It's
bogus.
It's
bogus.
You know, you sit there and you talk for 20 minutes with somebody that you believe is going to be an actual person only to hit a reset cycle, and it asks the original first question again in exactly the same words. And I'm like, oh, busted, Tina. You're not Tina. You're Computina.
Computina.
Yeah. Not
Computina.
Wasn't happy with her.
Okay.
It.
Okay.
But now, for the most part, I do embrace the digital side of things, the technologically advanced. And even with the AI, my father worked on the very earliest projects of artificial intelligence and voice recognition. And he used one of my, when I was a kid, I had a couple of ventriloquist puppets, right?
You did?
Yeah. And he would use that for the, what now is called the CES, the Computer Electronics Show. He would go to the CES, he would take me. And my little puppet was the figure, no pun intended, for the voice recognition. And we're talking back in the 70s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's like
a long time ago.
Very innovative. Like, you're like trailblazers
in
the
day.
Space, right?
Yeah, back in the day.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just told you, back in the day, my mom had a candlestick phone when all my other friends had, you know, these sleek little wall phones.
Right.
No, we had a candlestick phone. We even had one that was a wall that you had to actually stand at the wall and hold the thing. We had one of those toilets that had the tank up above, old fashioned. She went through an antiquing phase in decorating and kind of going backwards. I wonder if she felt like technology was coming on because we'd gotten a microwave, we'd gotten a VCR,
yeah.
Right? Those were some things. I wonder if she was, you know, like trying to hold ourselves back from moving too far into the future. I'll have to ask her. I don't know if she's ever thought about it. I never thought about it. But right now, I'm like having this train wreck in my head of technology and then remembering my mom bringing all these artifacts.
Here's something I believe, I don't know if it fits within the parameters of what is allowed.
I know. I don't want to talk about dying industries.
How about handwriting?
Handwriting.
Cursive.
You don't use cursive at all?
No.
No?
No.
I have to look at my notebook because I don't remember.
All right.
Do I use cursive at all? A little bit.
Yeah, you're pretty much, you're a hybrid cursive.
I am, but I think I always have been.
Yeah.
I always have been a hybrid mix of cursives, print.
Right.
And I still am. I like writing.
I know that you do. And this doesn't mean that it's all gone. I mean, you can still find a 33 and a third album. Vinyl.
My daughter, they actually have these. They have these technology where it looks like handwriting, where you use a stylus that feels like a pencil.
Yeah.
And when it writes on the paper, that even though it's a screen, it looks like pencil, and it feels like you're writing on paper. It looks like you're writing on paper, and it mimics the whole writing on paper thing.
Yeah.
But it kind of cracks me up because it's like those people that want a hamburger but they're vegan. And so they eat like a vegan hamburger. I'm like, if you're going to write, just write.
Right.
If you're going to eat a hamburger, just eat a hamburger. But like the pretending the thing is the thing that it isn't, but thinking that it is, that's the piece that Angel gets confused on.
Yeah. Do people still go to reunions?
I have my 30th high school reunion coming up this year.
Is it a thing?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I
didn't know.
I think people still want to do belly to belly, eyeball to eyeball.
Okay.
Meet and greet.
All right. Well, at 30 years, there's going to be a lot of belly to belly.
My dad's got his 55th, I think.
Really?
And he's going. Yeah.
He's going?
Yeah, he's super excited to go.
How many are going? Like six?
Hey, now.
I'm just asking.
Do you don't go to your reunions? When's the last time you went to a high school reunion?
I had eight people in my graduating class, and I don't care if I never see a single one of them ever again.
And you can't seem to put eight people together in the room at the same time?
I don't want to see them.
Oh.
Yeah, I graduated in a rehab. No.
Well, I mean, that,
no, thank
I
you.
Would think, hello, hallelujah, success, and look where we
I'm
are.
I'm the only one who's clean.
How do you know? You haven't reunionized with them at all.
Facebook stalked.
You Facebook stalked them?
Yeah, they're all a mess. I'm the only one who made it out alive. All right, gang. That's it for this Fan Bragging Friday. Thank you for joining us. It is always a privilege to have you on the program. Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer thanking you, and thanking our producer, Richard, for great disco music and commentary, including the one that we didn't mention over the air. Thank you, Richard. We appreciate that. Back on Monday, Lord willing. Have a great weekend.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.